Hello, everyone. It's Andrew Bermudez and the wonderful Natalie Wainwright from, what's the name of our company?
Logic Commercial here in Las Vegas.
That's right. And I'm your co-host, Andrew Bermudez, co-founder and CEO of Digzy, the free listing service. We're going to get right down to business, huh, Natalie?
We're just going to kick it right off. Yeah, because I'm excited. This is something that's new for me that could help my business. So I'm excited about it.
Totally. So here's one thing. When I was a broker at Lee & Associates, what I found out was we get a lot more yield from getting email addresses. So as opposed to just picking up the phone and making cold calls, we'd have, you know, new people who are in training or even interns go through a list of the target list. Make sure that, you know, it's a target list. Like, don't go out and have everybody collect emails on people that are like 1,500 square feet or 2,000 square feet, unless that's the type of square footage that you work on. But it's good to kind of go through your database. On average, what I've seen is that brokers only have about 5% of their database to have email addresses for. And you don't understand, anytime that you can get an email address, it's freaking gold. So the one thing is that a lot of this stuff is when you get these email addresses, there's easy ways to find email addresses online. There's also ways, if you're a broker, you're running from tour to meeting to cold call to talking to the attorney to doing these comments, touring space, et cetera, et cetera.
Space planning, yes.
So the best thing you can do is you can outsource, and it's pretty easy. You can go to a website like Upwork.com, right?
Yep, Upwork's great.
Yeah, so UPWORK.com, and you can find you know, somebody who do that. Or if there you have an intern or you have somebody part-time, they can do that. But it's usually very cost-effective because you can find labor on Upwork as low as $2 an hour all the way up to whatever amount of money you want to spend. But they will go and find email addresses for you, or you can try to find them on your own. I would advise that if you're a broker, time is money, whatever it costs you to search for email addresses, which you might think it's free, it's actually costing you a lot more. It's better to pay that 20, 30, 100 bucks to be able to get those email addresses.
Let me ask you this. What do you think is a good rate for a list of 1,600 email addresses? What would you pay if I could give you, and obviously this isn't my business, so I'm not pitching you, but if I could give you 1,600 email addresses, postal code, you know, mailing addresses, phone numbers, names, and titles for 1,600 people in your community, decision makers, what would you pay for that?
Well, I'm going to answer it in two ways. One, I would find a service that already provides that. And two, I would basically, the ones that I can't find or that aren't verified, then I would pay an outsourcer. So usually I'll pay an outsourcer. I'll try to find somebody for a low menial task like this, anywhere between $3 to $6 an hour. And then it's up to them how long it takes. So you want to make sure that you give them just a
You don't pay per name? I'm just asking because I was offered a list.
You don't. Okay. No, you don't pay per name, but I'm going to show my screen really quick. For those of you who are on the audio, you won't see this, but I'm going to go to a website. I'm going to show my screen really quick. Let me know if you can see it, Natalie.
I see Google for now.
Cool. So there used to be a tool, another changer name, but it used to be called Toofer, like T-O-O-F as in Frank, R as in Randy.
Yep. .com,
but they changed their name. So let's see. Okay. It's Find Emails. That's way easier. So what you can do is you can actually go to this website, findemails.com, and you can actually do a bulk upload. So let me see if I can find it. Somewhere around here, they do like bulk upload, you know, to find emails and all that stuff. So anyway, go to this site, find it somewhere in here. But we've used this internally for a lot of times. Like we'll go to a website like Upload, where Upload is kind of like the cheaper version of a more affordable version of, like, let's say ZoomInfo and any of that stuff. And you're able to, you know, pay like anywhere between like $100 a month. Yeah, like look, $79, $100 a month, and find people. And if they have an email, they'll give it to you. But if not, you can say, okay, find companies in San Francisco or in Nevada between, you know, 20 to 200 employees, right? So you can do that. So see, right out of the gate, we're giving people a lot of cool info.
That
so the other
true.
Thing too.
I've never heard of this.
So that's why we're on this podcast. That's why it's called CRE Confidential, right?
Yeah.
And then if you want to find somebody, go to Upwork.com and you're able to find talent. You can post a job that you're looking for somebody who can hunt email addresses. But the first thing I would go is I would create my list of 1,600. Then I would upload it to Toofer, see what it can find. And then if it has low confidence in some of them, like for example, you see here, it says 80% high confidence, 30% low confidence. I would go and first of all, I would send an email and see all the bounce backs that you get and then go after the export the list of bounce backs that you get and give it to your virtual assistant that you hire via Upwork to go find those.
Yeah, and Upwork, I have used Upwork numerous times and am so thankful for their quality of work, either ghostwriting or pulling lists. They are amazing. So yes, highly recommend Upwork.
I need a ghostwriter, so you and I hook up right after this.
That's if I want to share my ghostwriter. Now, this is called Siri Confidential, and I adore you, so yes, I will give it to you.
Ah, I love it. Cool. Thank you, Natalie. I'll send you some pie.
Okay, deal.
You won't get to choose what kind of pie, though. That's
chocolate pie.
Okay, cool. I love that one, too. Okay, so that's the one thing. The name of the game is you get a lot more, like if for every broker that's listening to this, you can make 100 phone calls and the statistics that you'll get like a 1% return rate. Now you got to keep in mind that if one out of 100 people calls you back, most likely they're not interested. So you just spend a lot of time. So what's that? Let's say, for example, average phone call, that's including voicemails and the people you do or don't talk to, it's 7.5 minutes. And then if you say that you're going to call, let's say 100 people, that is 750 minutes, which turns into how many hours? That's 12.5 hours for one response. Nope. So we just did the math on the fly. What we have found though, and you attested to this, Natalie, is that when you grab emails and you send an initial email, you'll get like 20 to 30%, depending on your copy and what you say. The subject line is critical. But the other thing too is that a lot of those people, you can actually persist via email, and you can automate all this. So this is one trick that we do at Digzy when we're, depending on whether we're reaching out to listers or potential listers, or whether we're reaching out to prospective people who have been interested in our premium
services.
Yeah,
and that's what I want to learn from you. Because when I was first on your radar, not to cut you off, but when I was first on your radar as a client, I was really impressed with, you would email me, and then it was almost like you were emailing me on a weekend, and it would seem really personal, but I knew because I would see your content that it wasn't personal. So what service were you using and how do I sign up? What are the costs? Is it something like me that can use? Is it my marketing department that does all my emailing for me? Is it my assistant? Like, can you just break it down for somebody like me? Okay.
So the number one rule is a tool like MailChimp and Constant Contact is not going to work for you. Anything with graphics, anything like that, that's called email marketing, right? So anything with a graphic or a newsletter, all that stuff, it doesn't really have a call to action. When you see those emails, usually you either archive or delete them, simply because we don't have time, right? Think of a broker is very much like a business owner. So put yourself in their position is exactly the struggles that you go through because you eat what you kill. Nobody gives you a salary.
I disagree.
Well, the one thing is, as a CEO, having been a broker before, I need to make sure that the company succeeds. So I am extremely busy all the time. I'm either recruiting, raising funds, I'm either dealing with product or the different departments of my company. So we agree to disagree, but I would say that I would treat them, I'm an independent business owner if I'm a broker because I have to generate my own business. So I want to make sure that I don't look at marketing emails. So some people will open it, but there's, it's great for branding. It's not.
Can you do attachments?
You cannot do attachments. It depends on the system that you do. Cause you, in email marketing, you can't do attachments. You can link to an attachment.
No, I know what I'm saying. You're saying I can't do a graphic. So how do you provide value without doing any type of graphic or attachment? I guess is where my brain's going.
Well, that's where the difference comes. And that's why I wanted to explain this out of the gate. There's a difference between sales outreach and there's a difference between, and that sales outreach, which is usually personal. It's Natalie Wainwright sending an email to Jeff Bezos at Amazon.com and saying, hey, I'm Natalie, et cetera. And that's one thing. It looks like it comes from your Outlook. There is no unsubscribe link or anything like that. That's an actual you manually sending an email to somebody. You've gone through the effort of finding the email and email them directly. Email marketing, on the other hand, is me putting together a newsletter, me putting together a graphic, a market report, something to stay top of mind. You can't be sending that email, that marketing email, to somebody every week. They'll get completely pissed. Yeah. What you want to do is, the marketing email is nothing more but support. That's why it's called marketing and not sales. Marketing's job is to help the sales team and the company to stay top of mind. And the sales team is used to outreach and conversion. That's one-to-one. But what we're going to teach you today, or show everybody today, is how you can do that at scale, right? And there's actually a tool that will emulate, and it actually uses your email service securely to be able to send an initial email, follow up if they don't respond, remove them from the campaign if they do respond, and at the same time, increase the amount of people that actually reach out to you. So okay. Let's say, for example, I've gone through a list of, I've gathered all the emails, I've hired, let's say, for example, an outsourcer or a freelancer on Upwork, or maybe I've used Find Email to upload a bulk list. Now that I have my bulk list right here, and I'm gonna show on my screen, I'm gonna make this bigger. So you see here, I've got, for example, my list, right, for this demo. First name, last name, company, email, right? So I've got John Doe, Beth Collins, Kyle Mooney from SNL, I've got Elon Musk, Drew Houston from Dropbox, and Donald Trump from Trump Organization, right? So what I'm gonna do is, once I have my list, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to export it to CSV. And once I do that, I have this file that I can import somewhere. And there, the tool that we're gonna use is called PersistIQ. We don't have an affiliation of PersistIQ. We actually pay for the tool. We use it. Last week, we generated 20 sales opportunities from it, just from one campaign. And this morning, from it following up on our behalf, generated 3 additional opportunities for sales. And those were actually 2 people booking our calendar directly. Have to talk to them.
So it's called Persist. So like persistence, persist, and then IQ. IQ. Yeah. So persistiq.com. I'm looking at your screen right now. Introducing inline prospecting, the sales engagement tool with the simplest, cleanest interface. Okay. So right now I am excited and I'm kind of like, you know, Chris Farley, like Skippy with a bone. So let's go through. What is the pricing? That's what I want.
Let's go to pricing. Yeah. So there's a light one, right? So basically you have to make sure that, you know, the prices differ when you're paying annually or that. $50 a month for light when you're billed monthly, $80 for starter, which is basically gives you a lot more stuff, and then $90 per month if annual, or $120.
Seems well worth the money. Reasonable.
It's super reasonable. We subscribe to the starter one. We'll probably be moving to the professional one, but that's the one that I have. So I'm going to sign into my account, and I'm going to show you how this works. So I'm going to do... Actually, no, I think I sign in with Google. Well, you can create an email. I'm just trying to remember how I use it. Okay, cool. So it's linked to my Google. Okay. So this is what the interface is called. So it's called campaigns. Keep in mind, this is different than an email campaign. What this is going to do, instead of me, you know, going and uploading it to MailChimp and just sending one campaign and then sending another campaign, I can just set it once and forget it. And if people reply, it'll remove them from the campaign, because you don't want to email that person a third time and be like, hey, I just talked to you. What the hell, right? So we're going to create a campaign. Prospect is where your prospects go. And templates is if you have emails that you use all the time, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and create a campaign. And I'm going to call the campaign. I'm going to click on the new campaign button. I'm going to call it CRE Confidential. And then it's going to ask you, it's going to say, how many prospects in this list do you want to email per day, right? It's always better to start off with a few hundred rather than emailing 1,600 people, because if you get all those responses, a lot of them are going to fall through the cracks. But it's going to automate that outreach for you. Second, it securely ties into your Office 365, so Microsoft Office, email, Exchange, all that.
Okay, that was my next question. So it ties into my Outlook for my work account. It's an easy, is it an add-on to my Outlook?
No. So basically what it's doing is it's using the service in the background.
Okay.
So that any email sent through PersistIQ shows up in your sent items.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. The one thing though that you have to realize, it's not like when you send an email through like a MailChimp or a Constant Contact. So in MailChimp, you can send 20,000 emails or 100 emails. It doesn't matter. Here, when you're hooked into your Office 365, or let's say you have Google G Suite, those two services limit the number of automated emails you can send out per day.
So
usually it's around 300.
Okay.
So what I'm gonna do is, my list is pretty small. I'm just gonna say, you know what? If I have a list of, like, let's say 1,600, I would probably do 100 per day, just to keep it, just in case I wanna send other campaigns. What you can also do is, you see this little link that says sending window? Is my screen big enough, by the way?
It's perfect.
Okay. So sending window, you can say anytime. That means that the email will come through, you know, at midnight on a Saturday, or 2 p.m. on a Saturday, or 10 a.m. on a Saturday. I usually send emails for business purposes. If my target is a B2B company, mainly like, let's say, businesses, which we target in commercial real estate, I've set business week time. So Monday through Friday, and I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to send emails from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., no later than that. And then on Fridays from 8 a.m. to about 2 p.m., because people usually check out after lunch. So I select business week times, and then you have an option to say, hey, do you want me to automatically send this email? Because you can have it do two things. You can have it send the initial email, but then it'll send you a notification that, hey, by the way, we have the next batch of emails queued up. You want to hit, do you want to go ahead and send them? And that's just to catch yourself in case there's some issues there. But the thing that I do is I go auto send, because if that person in the initial email or the second email replies, it moves them out of the campaign so they don't get the same email. So it's intelligent. So I'm going to do auto send. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit save. Right. And then when I hit save, then it's going to ask me, okay, do you want to add prospects? Usually I'll add my prospects right away. And then I go to this little button next to add prospects that says import. All right. So I'm going to click on the import prospects button. And remember that CSV file, that spreadsheet that I exported. Yep. So here's my PersistIQ demo sheet. I'm going to click on that. And then it's going to ask you to map the fields correctly. So it's already done the work for me. So first name, last name, company name, email. And I'm going to import names important because you want to know, you want to be able to look up that quickly, look up that import. So name it something for this specific campaign. I'm going to click on import, right? So it's already imported my six contacts. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to campaign. And I think I might be able to do it from here. Let me just take a look. And you see where it says add prospects?
Yes.
Right? You see in this, in the left-hand side, right here, it says campaign imported from. I'm going to uncheck campaign. And I'm going to go imported from. And I'm going to do PersistIQ demo, right? Yep. And I'm going to hit this little checkbox on the left. And then you see the little button that says add to campaign rolls up?
Yep, I see it. Six. So you just added the six. Okay.
That's right. So I'm going to add the six to my CRE confidential campaign and click on that.
Okay.
Now they're in here. Now the thing that I have to do is create an email, right? So you can do multiple things. You can schedule emails. And then you can do phone calls, and then you can do a task. So like, let's say, for example, this is really useful when you say, look, I only want to call somebody for my target prospective customer account if they haven't responded to my first three emails. So let's say, for example, we're targeting companies between 20,000 square feet to 100,000 square feet of office in your market, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to set up three automated emails, and then we're going to tell it to schedule a call for us. So we're going to go and create the first email. And then you see at the top, it says new thread. We want to get the initial email to be new thread. And what I do is I do a little bit of a hack, which is I always put the person's first name on the subject line because they're more likely to open it. So I'll put hi, right? And right here at the bottom, it says variables. And I'm going to say first name. So you see that it automatically is going to dynamically inject the first name of the company. Or the person, and I'm going to say, hi, John, and I'm going to do company name, office. So if you get an email, Natalie, that says, hey, Natalie, Logic CRE office, are you going to open it?
Probably.
Yes. So that's the name of the game. It's all, the subject line is critical. So then what we're going to do is we're going to do, hey, and I'm going to do, hey, Natalie, automatically injected. And I'm going to say something like, let's put it in the context that we've been keeping in touch. You know, I've been calling on this account for various times. You can even do a cold outreach. Let's just actually do a cold outreach. And I'll just say, hey, John, noticed that I'll put company name. Notice that company name is growing pretty quickly. Will you be needing more space or to open up new offices this year? Let me know, because we can make some affordable solutions happen so you don't spend too much on overhead, right? We always have to realize that as business owners and people in real estate, you want to keep costs down, because your two line items that are the highest are people, so, you know, salaries, and at the same time, real estate. So
really?
I'm going to highlight. Yeah, you know that better than anybody. I think I learned that from you. So the one thing is, I always go ahead and I always bold the call to action. So the first thing that when they read it, they'll probably scan it, which most people do. Will you be needing more space or to open up new offices here? They'll see it and then they'll read the rest of it. So people usually start in the middle and then go ahead and read the rest of it. So now it's automatically, there's a setting when you set up your account to automatically put your signature block. So I always encourage people to put their picture. I know it sounds very residential real estate, but the reason we do it at Digzy is there's statistics out there that signature blocks with a picture of the individual usually get response rates that are 20% higher than other people. So you want to pack as many statistics as possible. So I'm going to set this first email. I'm going to click save. So notice that here's the first email, right? Now I'm going to add a step. So the second step is going to be right here. It's going to go, okay, what's the second step? I'm going to say it's an email, right? And I'm going to go here, and I can either write a brand new email, or I can tell it, hey, go back to the initial email and hit reply all. So I'm going to go and say follow up on previous email. So notice that the subject line is gone, because now it's going to, when they reply, it's going to say regarding, hi, Elon, comma, you know, Tesla office, right? So now I'm going to say, hey, automatically inject the first name. Would love to chat about this. When is a good time to chat?
So is this automatically being sent, or this is triggered when? How is this triggered?
I'll show you in a minute. So okay. After you save the step two, right, the second email that goes through, it's going to say, if no reply, send this email in 3 days.
Ooh, okay. So if your first email that we just did together, there's no reply, then the second email is when you send a follow-up email with this subject line that's kind of, we didn't even redo it. It's just going to say regarding. So it literally is like, I'm sitting here in my Outlook, I'm forwarding my last email almost and saying, hey, you know, did you have a chance to talk about this? Which is probably how I would word that. And that actually worked for me last week.
It's going to change your life.
You're showing gracefulness. You know, you're showing grace to say, hey, everyone's busy. So, hey, did you have a chance to talk about this by forwarding the last
right.
one?
Okay. By the way, most of our sales opportunities, I'm not sure for other people that use tools like this, most of our sales opportunities, like a large chunk of them, come from the second email.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
If you wanted to change the duration, usually what I'll do is, so people don't forget, 3 days kind of is too much, I think. So what I personally do is I either change it. If you click on here,
I would
right,
keep it at where 3.
Reply, I do 3 days. I usually do 1 or 2. So I'm going to do 2.
Okay.
And hit save. And then it says reply in 2 days.
Okay.
So then the third one, I'm going to do, what's step number 3? I don't want to make a phone call yet. Like we said, I only want to schedule a phone call if I haven't talked to the person, if they haven't responded to my first 3 emails. Right. So I'm going to click on another email. It's going to ask me new thread. Nope. I'm going to say hit reply all to the last one. So follow up on previous email. And I'm going to go like, hi, automatically inject the first name of the person. And I'm going to say, hi, John. I know you're buried. Is there a better time to chat about this? And you change the copy. Don't copy paste what I'm doing. You want to be sensible and do something.
Oh, for sure. I'm already value. Like, but you're getting, I love this. I can tell you that I'm going to be replaying this video as I sign up for my own account after I hire my team strategist. I have my third interview today with one lovely woman. Wish me luck. But I can tell you I'm going to be replaying this video to be able to utilize this. And I almost don't want my competitors to watch it. So local competitors.
trust me, only 10% of people actually apply what they learn. So
that's
so
true.
This email, the third email is going to say, it's going to reply to the last email. And it's going to say, hi, Elon, hi, first name. I know you're buried. Is there a better time to chat about this? And I'm going to do one hack that I use all the time, which is, and we can go into detail about this tool later, but I'm going to say to make it easier for you, you can pick a time from my calendar.
Ooh, see, I want to hear your opinion on that. Because awesome. When people send me their calendar to pick a time, I think that's really presumptuous, and it actually annoys me.
You know what? Actually, it's interesting. So it just depends. If easier for you, I'll tell you two things. Actually, I just replied to somebody, and I was about to reply and go back and forth, but I saw her signature block says book a time with me here, and I actually just I just booked a calendar with this big organization that's been trying to get our business for about a year. But made it really easy. So now I have a call with her on Friday. So I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight this from my calendar here. So I change it to if easier for you, you can pick a time from my calendar here. Right. Okay. So then I highlight my calendar here and then I click on the little link thing. And then I basically put my Calendly, which is a free tool, link on.
Okay. So you can link in these emails. That's important to know. So you can link to your website. You can link to your recently represented tenants. You can link. That's really good to know. Okay.
And you can also add pictures. Like, for example, let's say I wanted to add a picture.
Oh, you can add pictures.
Yeah. So if I want to, like, let's say add a picture of, like, Andrew on here. So I can actually say, okay, so link, advanced. You can actually, you got to upload it somewhere, but you can actually put the URL.
For people that are listening to the audio, he just took a picture of himself on the Zoom app. So that was fun.
Here's, in case you guys don't know how to upload pictures and do all that jazz, actually there's this cool little tool that you can use on Mac and Windows called cloudapp.com. Makes it really easy for you to upload a picture and share links really quick. So let me see if I can do this. Let me just minimize that.
Are you squirreling right now?
I was.
Oh my God, don't squirrel. Wait, let's stay focused really quick.
Can we include my picture that I just took? I'm just showing you how to do this.
Okay.
So I just uploaded the picture by dragging it.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to say copy direct link, right? So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the picture URL and I'm going to say, okay.
What did you call it though? You move so quickly. I'm old. So you said Clout, C-L-O-U-T?
Clout. So there's a company, a really easy tool for people that aren't techie.
Cloud.
Yeah, cloudapp.com is this little tool, free tool that basically sits on your taskbar on the corner or if you have a map on the taskbar. And what it does is allow you to drag and drop files or pictures. And then immediately when it's done uploading, it copies the link and then you can use it. Okay, it's a great
way. That's a huge, okay, darling, that is a huge work hack. That's huge. Like you just dropped a huge work hack for me. So C-L-O-U-D app. And I noticed the way you just went up to the top of your screen. There was like an add-in at the top on your toolbar and you did it in about 20, like not even 20 seconds, like 10 seconds. So, and then it gave you a link to your photo. So that was like,
that's right.
Absolutely amazing. So I literally have two things that I'm going to be downloading as soon as we're done here. So cloud app. Okay, cool.
Wait until I show you Text Expander, man. It's another great tool. So basically, so it's hard to get to our building, right? So we have like these instructions, right? And I know we're going off topic here, but like there's a picture of the building so people recognize it because it's kind of hard to tell. So if I go ahead and like write like, let's say an email to somebody, right? Let me just go ahead and do this. Come on, where are you? Anyway, so let's say I'm writing an email to somebody. I'm just gonna do it up here on my Evernote. What did I do
here? And it's called Text Expander or Expander?
Expander. Okay. So let's say, for example, I'm going to send Natalie our office, and I basically do a keyboard shortcut. Mm-hmm. I type in this, and I just do 111. It'll automatically inject all the information. But like, for example, if I want to do my GoToMeeting instructions, all I do is GoToMeeting, and then it automatically injects it there. So it's a great way to speed up text. That's basically what it's doing.
Let's go back to what we were doing earlier. I'm going to need another one because I'm not quick enough to follow what you just said.
It's okay. So these are just side. These are just side. And for those out there listening or watching this, we apologize. Our squirrel you know, little tangent here, but
hey, I tried to keep you on task, sir. Okay. So we're back and we're looking, you just attached a photo to your third email template. Yep. Okay.
Cool. So I'm going to hit save, right? So we said that after these three emails, now it's going to ask, so it's going to send the first email, then it's going to send the second email after 2 days. And then the third one, do we want it in 3 days? I would say probably in like 5 days. So
why does it say six scheduled? Oh, because you have six people. Okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So now that it's going through this sequence of events, or first email, second email, third email, I'm going to say, hey, if there's no reply, schedule a phone call for me, or you can schedule a task too. So I'm going to go call, and it's going to just say, call this fool. And it's going to do, and this is internal, of course. You're not going to do this week.
That is internal?
So I'm going to do call this fool and then this. You can either, it, also for your team, what you can do is you can use this and say, okay, a script like, hi. You can also put a script for your team like, hi, John. Just wanted to follow up on the email I sent you yesterday. Will you be having any space needs locally or across the country this year? Would love to take any of these tasks off your plate. And that could be a voicemail. That could be an actual conversation.
And that's all just internal. So you're gonna get a reminder to call, and it has the script.
Yeah, so what we've done is, because we're saying auto send, instead of you being prompted and having to go into the computer and say, okay, who responded to me, who didn't respond to me, send it to those people, it's automating that whole sequence of events. So now here's what's happening. Now our six are scheduled. So this is going to go through that sequence. So it's going to say, hi, John. So let's go back to my list of people. So John, Beth, Kyle, Elon, Drew, and Don, right? So now what it's going to do is it's going to go, hi, Elon. You know, Tesla office. Hey, Elon, notice that Tesla is growing pretty quickly. Will you be needing more space or to open up new offices this year? In bold, ? Let me know, because we can make some affordable solutions happen so you don't spend too much overhead. If they respond to that first email, they automatically get removed out of the sequence of events. Now, if they don't respond in 2 days, this Persist IQ is going to go to the initial email and it's going to hit reply all, so it looks like you're following up so that they get the context. Right? So they see what you had messaged before.
Yeah.
And it's going to say, hey, Elon, would love to chat about this. When's a good time to chat? And that happens 2 days after. Now, if they don't respond, go ahead.
If they do respond to the first email, it goes into your inbox, and then it is on you from there to respond as you would to any email.
That's correct. So what it does, though, is if it detects in your inbox that they've replied, it'll remove them out of the list so you don't look like an idiot following up.
Yeah, they're not.
Or she already responded.
They're not going to get the same email again, but my question is that it's on you then. So if they go, oh, Natalie, that'd be great, call my office tomorrow at 3, then it's on you. You're not going to get any more reminders. You're not going to get anything. But it will tell you at the top of the summary, it will say opened, replied. They'll be a part of those statistics at the top. Okay.
That's right. Okay. And the one thing is, it's going to go to your Outlook. You're just automating work inside your email.
Yeah.
So all the emails come in Outlook like they would elsewhere. And because it's using your email, like if you see the sent email message, you see the response, et cetera.
Yeah.
It's just automating stuff in the background.
Okay.
Like if we had to hire somebody to go do 1600 of these, like over the course of a week, they would lose their mind. Right. And it would cost us what? Like,
you're blowing, you're like totally blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you balk at the fact that it's $70 or $100, you're a freaking idiot. Because to hire a human being to do this, I'm not joking.
Say it that way.
I mean, like, well, I am gonna say it that way, because I mean, sometimes what we do is we don't think about the true return on investment. I can hire a person to do this, which will definitely screw up 1600 emails. So a lot of things will fall through the cracks.
Absolutely.
And I have to pay, even if I pay that person $15 an hour, you're talking about paying like $3,500 to $4,000 a month.
No, this
just after FICA and taxes, and you can get it for $100 a month. It's ridiculous.
How long have you been using this?
I've been using it for about 4 months, but I've tried different tools in the past that do similar things. The one thing that I didn't like before, some tools like don't automate the steps, and some tools are just too expensive, like in the hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So this has been great.
Yeah. I'm so glad that I get to benefit off of you testing other ones and them not working for you. I'm so thankful.
Well, we have to sell, baby. So, I mean, what works for us, that's what we should. We shouldn't call it CRE confidential. It's really CRE confidential, like parentheses open.
We should call it CRE hacks.
Yeah, you know, I really like that. We should probably change the name of it. But here's the one thing, right? Like, so if you have like, hey, last name, so it goes to the third email, if they don't respond to the third email now, you have a task to call this person, right?
Okay. So,
and then it'll tell you, you have a little tab called calls, right? And it says you haven't made any calls yet. And that's because there's nobody in the call step, but then it needs to put them on a list for you. And then you can just call and then just call and follow up. You can even create additional steps, but it's just way easier. Now think about this. If you want to have a customer, if you want to keep in touch with your customer, like let's say with a past client, like every 3 months, you just add them to a sequence. That's all you do.
Yeah, and it can just be its own list. It could be like a warm touch list. Or even like past clients.
Exactly.
I can have like a past client list. That is genius. You're blowing my mind. Like I can have a past client. Hey, it's been 6 months. You know, it's been, or I can just even have like, it's been a few months or whatever since your lease closed. I hope everything's going good. Cause my follow-up is where, even when I was on my 4-person team, we knew our follow-up was where we really had a tough time. So, okay. This is amazing.
The good thing is once you set the campaign, Natalie, let's say for example, let's say today, you know, February 10th, we grab your like list of 10,000 customers or 2,000 customers, whatever, and we upload them there. So they start going through that sequence, right? Now, if we close a deal in August, right, for a new past client, right, you close a deal, they just become a past client, then you add them, and the first step can be, hey, thanks so much for your business. You know, here's a link to whatever. Here's all my contact information if you ever
need. Leave me a testimonial.
And by the way, leave me a testimonial on whatever service you're using. And then what you can say is now they've entered the sequence in the future in August, but then every 3 months from August, it's going to follow up. Rather, it's like it's dynamic, meaning that whenever you enter somebody through that funnel, they'll go through that series of sequences. You can create a sequence if you go, for example, to like a networking event.
Yeah.
If you go to a networking event, you create a sequence. To follow up every 3 months, boom, boom.
Oh my
boom,
God,
boom,
I'm gonna
boom.
Look like a badass. People are gonna be like, how does she do it? And I'll be like, I'm just really efficient. This is great. This is probably my favorite episode because I learned so much. So,
well, you know, that's what I was excited about talking with you guys about this over the weekend when we're texting me, you, and Bucky. And by the way, why is Bucky not here today, Natalie?
I don't know. I think you big timed us. We got Bucky big timed.
Well, Bucky.
That's just fun to say. Just say it. Say Bucky big time.
Bucky big time. That's what we should call him from now on.
Can I tell you what just came? The amazing Alexa up front. Her name's Alexa. What just came for me in the mail? Can I like name drop really quick?
Oh yeah, go for it. What is it?
Rod Massimo. He asked me to pre-read a pre-copy of his book before it goes live. So it just came to my office.
Did he sign it?
I'm so excited. What'd you say?
Did he sign it?
He better have signed it.
I know, right?
He better have signed it. I'm gonna actually check that out. But I'm such a nerd. I'm just so excited that he even asked me. I wonder if he signed it. Now you're gonna. Oh, there's a handwritten note. That's very sweet.
Oh, that's awesome. I love Rod. Here's the one thing. So, like, for example, we show tactics. And Rod, a lot of the times, he's much more like everybody who's gone through his program.
Yeah,
says this is the best amount of money I've ever spent because
that's
the method that he puts people through the concept and frame of mind is great. So I think, for example, our podcast complements his podcast and the stuff that he does because we show individual tactics and strategies, and he's much more of like, hey, this is the way that you should be thinking about generating higher commission.
Totally
he's great.
Compliments.
I love Rod. So we'll link to Rod's book here at the bottom on the or up top, depending if we're on social media or YouTube.
Yeah.
We'll link to in the show notes a link to Rod's website and his book and any other things for him as well.
Yeah, that would be great.
So that's it. So let me see if any emails have gone through. I don't think any emails will through. It'll paste them to make sure that you don't get hit by spam, which is awesome. But yeah, that's pretty much it. that's what we did. So let me see if it got sent.
That was a great learning lesson.
It works.
I'm putting my heels back on. I was doing my elliptical underneath the desk while we were talking.
So oh, you I'm are. Sorry, multi- that is so awesome.
Oh my God, it's the greatest thing ever. But I'm yes, sorry.
Yeah, so we're gonna have some other cool stuff that we've been working on after this. So yeah, that's there you have it. That's the entire episode.
This is my favorite episode so far. I wish Bucky was on it because I think his mind would have been blown. But I certainly think this is an episode that everybody needs to be watching. I am 100% signing up for Persist IQ. Literally, as soon as I get back from my lunch meeting and after my 1:30 call, I'm like, I've already like written it down, and I'm gonna get Cloud App. Cloud App is the linking app, and then Tax Expender. I'm just gonna kind of look it up on my own since you move really quickly, sir. You talk quicker than my brain functions apparently. So I appreciate you so much. This has been amazing. I love this. And it's been a great way to start my week. Thing,
to find the bulk emails, go to findemails.com.
Well, I was offered a list of 1,600 names for $700, and I'm thinking about it because that's just over what, 50 cents a name? No, I'm just saying no.
It's gonna cost you way less on this.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna pull the information. Just you. I mean, anyway, you do what you want, Natalie. But if it was me, I would think about automate and things that you can't automate it, anything below a certain threshold. Basically, I would automate first, send emails, see all the bounces, then get those bounces over to that group that's gonna charge you $700. You might end up paying $100 because you already found the email.
Yeah,
out
that's
of the
true.
Strategy.
That's why I adore you. Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, that's it for today's show. Natalie, you're amazing. And I'll send you the recording as always. And let's go ahead and share this with everybody in social media. Everybody.
It was great.
I think it's going to really make a difference for a lot of people in commercial real estate.
I think so. Thank you so much. You're the best. I look forward to next time.
All right, guys. Go ahead and check out Natalie at Logic CRE. You can find her, Natalie Wainwright. What's your...
My handle is Natalie_10. Natalie_10xCRE or CRE 10X. So 10X as in 10X your life, baby. Woo woo.
We're gonna link it anyway, just in case.
Okay, link it.
I am at Andrew Bermudez. We'll also put in the show notes. We'll also throw Bucky's information down there.
Of course, Bucky.
Amazing, big time Bucky or Bucky big time. But yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
Okay. Bye, Andrew. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.